With your permission. It's Shabbat, Bezrat Hashem. It's Shabbat, we have two parashiyot, Acharemot Kedoshim. So with your permission, Parashat Kedoshim. This is chapter 19, sentence 1. מדבר השם אל משה לאמור. מדבר אל כל הדת בני ישראל. אמרת עליהם קדושים תהיו. כי קדוש אני השם אלוקיכם. הרי כאן רש"י brings למדרש, this is דבר אל כל הדת בני ישראל. Please speak to the whole nation. It's very seldom, maybe one or two times in the whole Torah, that we have this kind of a language, Kol Olam Yisrael. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, please, make sure all of them are coming? So Rashi brings the Midrash says, Sha'abe Gufet Torah Tluimba. Means, simple explanation, this week's Parashah, Parashat Kedoshim, contains a lot of mitzvot, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, make sure everybody is here, because we had so-called a long talk, a lot of mitzvot. And of course the first question is, in our religion, it doesn't matter the quantity, it has to do with the quality. The Mishnah in Masechet Avot says, and the Gemara says as well, you don't know which mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu preferred on other. You cannot estimate the rewards on the mitzvot, and you really don't know what Hashem wants from you. So therefore the Mishnah said, you should never pick and choose mitzvot. He said, let me do this one, let me do that one, because you have no idea. The Gemara brings examples, the Gemara says, for example, the Gemara says, Kibud av em, respect your parents, is very hard to really respect your parents the way you should. But has the same reward, says the Gemara, as what the Torah will tell us about if you find the nest and the mother bird is sitting on the nest and send the mother bird away and you may take the babies or the eggs. It says, the Torah says the same reward for both. Even though the Gemara says that to send the mother bird away, it's nothing, it's a joke. You just go and you send the mother bird away and finish. And the Torah promises for this, Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, and the Zohar, and the Gemara promises a lot of things for this kind of mitzvah. This is just nothing. But it's the same award and reward that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises if you respect your parents. And it comes to the Gemara and says, to respect your parents? So the Gemara says, you have no idea how hard it is. So the Gemara, you see, from the Torah, when Hashem promises reward for those two mitzvot, it's only to show you that you cannot evaluate the mitzvot and weigh them and decide which mitzvah is more important. You have no idea. Many mitzvahs might be worth 100 mitzvot or worth nothing. You have no idea. Here Hashem comes and tells Moshe, listen, go call all of Israel. This is why have to call them all of a sudden? Because I didn't find it before. How did they find it later? That Hashem said to Moshe, please call all of them. It happens, you know, very few times. But here it comes in the Rashi says that because a lot sounds like a lot of mitzvot are here, so the parasha contains a lot of mitzvot. So again, the question is, a lot and a little doesn't mean anything. Certainly, this is not the only parasha that has a lot of mitzvot. You have, for example, Parashat Mishpatim, so the Midrash has the same statement, you should know, the same number maybe. The Midrash says this Parashat Rishim contains 60 mitzvot, and Parashat Mishpatim also 60, even though when you count it's not exactly 60. But the Midrash says, you know, this is not the only Parashat that has 60. But never mind, 60. You have other Parashat, you have 40. You have 30. You have 35. And says, so what is between 60 and 35 or 40? It says, for this I have to call all of Israel. I says, okay, so when you call them, Hashem said to Moshe, so this is so-called opening statement. So they're all going to gather together. And says, Moshe said, it's nice, I have to tell you certain things. This is the first thing, he says, Kedoshim to you, it says, be holy. Be holy. So here comes the Gemara, and here comes the Midrash and says, you know, people might think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to be as holy as Him. Yachol kamoni, maybe, you know what, Moshe says, you know, if I tell you, be holy, you would think I have to be, you have to be holy like Hashem. It's no, I know God is holier than everything. You don't have so-called to think that you have to be as holy as me. Why I would think that I have to be as holy as HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me to do something, so it means that I have to so-called to compete with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, so that's the opening statement. Kadoshim to you, be holy. And again, Hashem said, don't think that you have to be as holy as me. And this is Parsha, of course, we have the famous statement that what the Gemara says, this is maybe the most important one. It says, the Torah says this is the sentence 18. Lo tikom ve lo titor el bnei amecha v'atel l'achar kamocha ani Hashem. It says don't take revenge and don't keep so-called hatred in your heart. You should love your fellow Jew as much as you love yourself. So comes the Rabbi Akiva and says, Zeklar Gadol Batorah, you should know this is a very big thing for a Jew, that you have to love your fellow Jew as much as you love yourself. It's very easy to say. What does it mean, really, that you have to love him as much as you love yourself? This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands it from you. Why do you have to, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do it like this? I mean, it's a very nice statement. Comes the Gemara, the Masechet Shabbat, and tells us a story about Hillel, and leading the second Beit HaMikdash, was the president of Am Yisrael. At once a convert came over to him, a goy, you know, came over to him. After he visited his colleague Shammai and asked him the same question, he says, I would like to convert while I'm standing on one foot. So again, if it means that he wants to convert instantly, so you don't say one foot. On one foot you can spend 3, 4, 5 hours. That says if you want what it means to convert immediately, you don't use the termination that you want to convert while you're standing on one foot. Says you come and you say, listen, I would like to convert instantly. I don't have so-called, that's what it means, maybe the patient, I don't have the time and I don't want it, you know, I want 1-3 conversion. So again, you would not have used that statement that he wants to stand on one foot while he wants to convert. But says the Gemara that Shammai, Hillel's colleague, pushed him away and said, this is nonsense, get out of here. He comes to Hillel. Says the Gemara that Hillel tells him, I can do it for you instantly. You want to convert? Here's your conversion. It tells him so-called what the Aramaic explanation of the sentence, love your fellow Jew as much as you love yourself. He tells him so-called in Aramaic in a negative way. He tells him, don't do something that you don't like to your friends. Means don't do to your friends something you don't like, somebody will do it to you. He tells him, this is the whole Torah, now go learn. But this is the whole Torah. So explanation means, you know, that you mean you don't do bad things to your friend. If you don't like somebody to do the things, these things for you, again, so this is really, you know, I don't mind if somebody does something bad to me, you know. I don't want somebody to harm me, but let's say if somebody hates me, so I know, I don't mind, you know, somebody hates me, so, you know, I hate somebody. This is not the scale, how to behave, to wait, you know. If these guys, if somebody will do something to me that I wouldn't like, I should not do it to somebody. That's not the thing. So maybe you like it, your friend doesn't like it. It's not a statement. But nevertheless, this is, you can't say this is the whole Torah, even though this is between people, it's called the Adam Nachavero, it says, okay, so, my Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of mitzvot, they have nothing to do between people. This is between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is all the mitzvot that we have, that Hashem says don't do, that Hashem says to do. This is not to do with the Rav Tzalach HaKamocha. You can't tell a convert if somebody wants to convert. For example, one of the most important mitzvot that the person has is Shabbat, the Gemara. Gemara says. As the Gemara says, Shabbat is, if you weigh all the mitzvot, Shabbat is in a way as equal as all the mitzvot together. Or the Gemara says the same statement about tzitzit. Gemara says tzitzit is such important mitzvah that says if you keep tzitzit well, says the Gemara says it's like you keep the whole Torah. But that's the matter. He says you cannot say if I have after the hakamocha, if I love my fellow friend, my fellow Jew is not as I love myself, this is the whole Torah, I am converted. He says you go to any bedin, to any rab, between the make conversion, he says listen, he converted. He says well, I tested him. See, before conversion, the guy that wants to convert has to go through a test. He says he has to go through a test, he has to learn the halachot, and the rabbi tests him, and he knows he has to know the halachot of Shabbat, he has to know the halachot of kashrut, the kosher food, he has to go then to learn the halachot of purity. He says, no, he tells him, while you're standing on one foot, you are converted. Dr. Hakamocha says, it's not true, you can't convert like this. It's impossible. And he tells him, now go learn the rest. What do you mean? What do you mean learn the rest? You converted me already. So what am I have to learn the rest? If this is called conversion, I don't learn anything else. He says, no. Go learn now the rest of it. To understand really what is the concept of after Hakamocha, how important it is, I said the Gemara tells a few statements about behavior of Am Yisrael. So one of the statements the Gemara says, David HaMelech in his generation, when David used to call them to fight against the enemies, a lot of soldiers used to die in the war. But nevertheless, in the generation of Ahab, was a king that the generation so-called used to worship Avodah Zarah, did not behave so well. So the Gemara says they used to go to the war and almost no one was killed and they used to win the war. And Ahab, says the Gemara, used to rule almost the whole world, like Tam Shlom HaMelech, like Ahasuerus. He says he had an army, almost no casualties. So the Gemara, what difference how can it be? Here is David HaMelech, and here is David HaMelech, such a holy man, and at that time we have no information that too many people worshipped Avodah Zarah. And here is Ahab, that was known in the Navi, that was a very so-called bad king, and the nation used to worship Avodah Zarah, and he so-called brought people to do Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara, you know, in the generation of Ahab, even though the worship of Lazarus did not behave, it says they had some kind of love to each other. It says therefore they won the war. In the time of David HaMelech, says the Gemara, even though they were so-called more religious, nevertheless, it says since they did not love each other as they should have loved each other, it says therefore they went to the war, a lot of casualties. So you see, for me, it's very important. This is one of the Rishonim, the Rishot Aran, he says, Rabbeinu Nisim, he says something very similar. He says, listen, you look for a shiduch, you want to get married, so they have a choice of two girls. One girl is very, very religious, super religious, but you know, not fanatic, good for you, comes from a good family, and she knows the halachot, and she wants to be religious and firm. I said, but it's one thing with her, that her habits are not so-called the best. And you have a choice of another girl, that she is not so religious, but her habits are very good habits. Rabbi Yisim said, you know, I have a proof for you from the Torah, that you have to choose the one that's less religious, with good habits, rather to choose the one that very religious, but doesn't have the right habits. I said, you see from Rivka, he says, you see Rivka Imenu, even though there's no information, of course, but it comes from Laban's house, and when Eliezer so-called makes his signs with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, the girl that is going to alter water to my camels, to me, to myself, and by herself, she's going to offer to give water to my camels, that's the girl, that's the girl, she's a goy. I didn't know who the girl is. I didn't know who the girl is. I says, maybe she worships Avodah Zarah. But if she has good habit, Eliezer said, as long as she's very kind and she likes to help people, strangers she doesn't know, this is the shiduch, this is the mate of Yitzchak Avinu, and already gave her the bracelets even before he asked her, what's your name? And says, you know, you have good habit. Says, you see from here, the good habit is so-called more important even than so-called the stage of religion that you are at. I says, again, you see something very important about habit. Again, of course, it's nice to be kind, it's nice to do good things, but how far you have to go when you go, you know, to find your wife? And says, this girl is not religious. This girl is not might worship Abu Zarah. So we say, this is not glory. Doesn't matter. She worship Abu Zarah, she'll do teshuvah. Doesn't matter. But if she has a good habit, you have a chance. If she doesn't have a good habit, you have a religious wife at home, but it's not good for you. It's not good for you to live with someone that doesn't have good habits. So the Zohar on this week's parasha says the following. It says, if you remember the Ten Commandments, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us in Parashat Yitro, actually, when he gave us the Ten Commandments, this was in Chag HaShavuot, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said the Ten Commandments in so-called, as he speaks to individual, in a singular way. It says, Lo yeh lecha Elohim achim al panai, should not have as a singular lecha, Hashem said, to you as a singular, Hashem should not have avodah zarah. It says, habed et avicha v'etimecha, as a singular, respect your parents. It says, lo tachmor, lo tirtach, lo tanevach haichakke, everything in a singular way. This week's parasha, says the Zohar, says the Midrash, you can find in this week's parasha, Parashat Kedoshim, you can find 10 commandments also. But here the Ten Commandments are in a plural way, not as a singular way, not individual. This is why over here in this parasha it says Shabbat Tishmoru, Ishuma Vivtirahu, it's Atipnu Elayelim, Yotishalu Bishmila Shaker. It says almost the same Ten Commandments, but in a plural, not in singular. The Zohar, the difference is that when Hashem really spoke to us and gave us the Ten Commandments, we were united. The Torah emphasized, Vayichan Sham Israel Neged Ahar, that Am Israel dwelled across from the mountains. The Torah said it as a singular. I said, the Gemara, you know, Belev Echad Ki Ish Echad. At that moment, we became united. It says that's the only time, says the Gemara, that we were united completely, when we got the Ten Commandments. It says that's really, says the Zohar, why in Parashat Yitro, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu really said the Ten Commandments to us, and we heard it from him, that says then HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us as an individual, because we were not so-called a nation. We were, but not as a nation, as a lot of people. Each one of us felt for his fellow friends. It means we war as one unit. But here, of course, we are Parashat Kedoshim, it's already after the golden calf. After the golden calf, already we had machloket, not because of the golden calf, just because already we stripped that unity that we had. And therefore, says the Zohar, you see, this is Parashat, then you find it in commandments, but in a plural statement from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're plural, now we're not united anymore. Chazal Bari and said he should know what is the depth of what the Zohar means. Chazal Bari the following. You should know that actually when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Ten Commandments, gave us the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care less, says the Gemara, says the Rambam, if we keep the Torah, or he doesn't keep the Torah. It says the beneficiary of keeping the Torah is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not us because we going to get Olam Haba, or because you know the Torah and you keep the Torah. The idea is, says the Gemara, is so-called to shape up your habits. It says, if you remember, through the Torah, so all the tragedies that really did happen is because misbehavior of people. It says the Torah was given to us just so-called to keep us on this level. It says, what is the level? It says that we have 13 Midot, If you say Hashem, Hashem, Kir, Rachum, Echanun, Erech, Apayim, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, after we did the golden calf, you know, every time Am Yisrael was going to stay, it was of course Kosher from Midrash, those adjectives of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is going so-called to wave the Gezerot from the people. But Hashem, it's not tangy. Tangy won't help anything. If a person needs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu something, and he will say the 13 adjectives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he has mercy, that he waits, he doesn't punish right away, that only if you behave the same way. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mirror effect of us. Whatever we do, he will do. Of course, he is originally that way, but he expects us to be as him. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created mankind, that's what he had in mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create mankind because he wants this mankind to keep the Torah. The Torah is only a tool to get the person, says the Gemara, to the destination that he is so-called a complete person. You cannot be a complete person unless you keep the Torah. But the goal is not the Torah. The goal is to be a complete person. That's what Rabbi Chaim Vital writes in his book, he says you should know the Torah comes after you have it. That's why you don't find in the Torah, if the Torah doesn't tell you don't get angry, the Torah doesn't tell you don't be a proud person, the Torah doesn't say don't jealous. It says this is what so-called a destination, and so-called this is before the Torah. This is Mishnah in Perkei Avot, says, Derech Eretz Kakma LeTorah. It says, your behavior is prior to the Torah. What it means, the Torah is a tool to get it. You can't say, okay, I'm okay, I'm a good person, I'm very kind. You're not kind if you're not going to learn Torah. The Gemara says, Chesed Lomim Chakak. It says, listen, the God was very kind to me. If he was very kind to me, it means he has in his blood, some kind of blood that keeps the Torah. We call it in America Jewish blood. You cannot be very kind unless you keep the mitzvot. It says, of course, if whoever doesn't keep the mitzvot, at least he keeps some of the mitzvot. But you can say, okay, I don't keep anything, but I'm very kind. It's impossible. It says, the reason why Hashem gave us the mitzvot is not an obligation to keep the mitzvot. It is a privilege to keep the mitzvot in order for us to keep our level, our entity, our identity, that we are very similar, so-called, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying, says the Gemara, says the Rambam and the Ramban, to teach us to have mercy, to be kind, and that's really what Eliezer, when he went to look for, he looked for Yitzhak, that's what he said, he's not looking at Torah, he's not looking for a religious girl, he looked for a girl that has good habits, so she's kind, and she likes to so-called to treat well people and to have them as guests. And she goes out of her way to help people. This is because this is the goal. This is the goal of our life. This is what the Gemara says, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called aimed to. And this is what David HaMelech, for example, says, and what the Nevi'im says, that's what Hashem wants. He doesn't want you to feel out. He doesn't want you to sacrifice to combine out. He wants you to become so-called a role model that you are something and your entity is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Tazari, you should know that this is what the Zohar means, that this is really the secret of after Le'acha Kamocha. After Le'acha Kamocha, you have to love your fellow Jew as much as you love yourself. It's not necessary. Kamocha does not want you to do it. I said, it's almost impossible for me. I said, how can I love my fellow Jew the same I love myself? I said, this is impossible. I said, it's not true. I said, if I buy myself a car, it means I have to buy my friend a car also. And so what it means really that you should feel united. You should feel united with your friend. It means you're not on top of him and you're not a competition with him. It says me and him are one unit. It says I'm not here so-called to fight him. I'm not here so-called to take things from him. I'm here just to be with him. This is the after the Re'acha Kamocha should be. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu emphasizes this as far as, huh? If it's not such an important statement, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have said it in Ten Commandments. But according to the Gemara, according to Hillel, it says that he converted this person that wanted to convert. He told him, listen, the most important thing is so-called Don't do something bad to your friend, something that you would not like that somebody will do to you. He says, this is so important. Why don't you tell it to me, the Ten Commandments? Why don't you tell it to me if it's so important? So the answer is, that's what the Zohar says. At that time, it was not necessary to say that, because everybody at that time was holding at that point. It says, Lev Echad, one heart, one person. That's like the said, okay, now I'll give you Ten Commandments. Now the Ten Commandments is just like fuel that you have to put inside the system to maintain, to keep that idea what you felt at the time. This is the Kadibu said, listen, you must keep it. Since we did the golden calf, the whole thing fell apart. But originally, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in mind. And therefore, Dari says, this is what the Gemara says, the minute we reach that level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu canceled the punishment, the Gezerah, that he said, Ki Afar Atah Ve'el Afar Tashuv. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Rambam to eat from the tree, you're going to die. Says the Gemara, you know, here, we were standing in front of Har Sinai, the day before we got the Ten Commandments, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, nobody will die anymore. And no one died. No one died until we participated in the Golden Calf. Ladies did not participate in the Golden Calf, none of the ladies died in the desert. For the 40 years of the desert, that 600,000 men died, not one lady died. This is because the ladies, so-called, were promised not to die on Har Sinai when we became one unit. So actually, that was really what happened. This is, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Ten Commandments. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did give us Ten Commandments, but the purpose of Ten Commandments is not Hashem wants us to respect our parents, Hashem wants us to keep Shabbat, Hashem does not want us to swear for nothing, Hashem doesn't want us to steal. It says Hashem does not want or wants. This is what Hashem tells you, that those are so-called the rules that you will be able to maintain and keep so-called what I'm going so-called to give you. I'm going to give you long life, you're never going to die, and you enjoy yourself from now on. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Zohar said the Ten Commandments in so-called in the singular form, because so-called that's what we felt for each other. And that's really what Rabbi HaKamocha is all about. It says, Rabbi HaKamocha means love your fellow Jew the same you love yourself. Rabbi HaKamocha does not expect you to love your friend the same you love yourself. It's almost impossible. What it is impossible is that you feel for your friend that the same way we felt before we got the Ten Commandments. And therefore, says Dari, you should know this is really what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says that this Goy came to Hillel and he wants to convert, but he doesn't say the word instantly, because he knows you cannot convert instantly. There's no such thing. You can't have a conversion in 2 minutes. No one will convert you. The Goy knows it himself. Therefore, the Goy, when he asks Hillel, I would like to convert, he uses the termination, he said, while I'm standing on one foot. This is why using that, while standing on one foot, what's the one foot business? But he says, you should know, when Am Yisrael came to Har Sinai, they reached the level of the angels. He says, the Gemara says, the angels, they have no jealousy when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Shamayim to accept the Torah. So he had angels standing in front of him, not letting him go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, listen, go answer them. What they want from you? So the angels said to Moshe, we don't want you to stay here. We don't want you to learn the Torah. We don't want you to get the Torah. Moshe told them, listen, I want to explain you something. He says, you don't need the Torah. You don't need it. We need it. He says, you have no jealousy. You have no competition between yourself. He says, a person downstairs, he needs the Torah. He says, the Zohar says, Ari, says, Gemara says, the angels upstairs, they have no jealousy. Not only they have no jealousy, they're not in a competition way. Says the Gemara, that all the angels, they have to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. You can't, one angel cannot and is not allowed to start before another angel. Says if he would, he gets burned. It says angels always are together, there's no competition. It says Am Yisrael, before we got the Ten Commandments, we reached that level. That's called Belev Echad. It says one heart, one unit. It says that's what we reached. It says angels, so-called, have only one foot. Angels don't have 2 feet. It says therefore we say Shimon Esra and Zachash, we put our 2 feet together. That's why we say Kedusha, we put our 2 feet together. I says, why you have to put your 2 feet together when you say Kedusha? Why can't you just stand the regular way? He says, no, put your foot together, put your feet together. I says, what is that? He says, because when you say Kadosh, 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 it says Nekadesh Shimcha Baran Adishach. It says, Keshem Shemagdishim Oto Bishmei Marom. It says, like the angels. It says, when you say Kedusha, he said, I'm going so-called to say Kedusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way the angels say Kedusha upstairs. And the angels said, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It says, the angels so-called have 1 foot. It says, the angels don't walk, they jump. It says, that boy, he was very smart. He says, he came to Hillel and said, listen, I would like to have a conversion, but I want to have a conversion while I'm standing on 1 foot. He says, well, 1 foot doesn't mean instantly. You can stand 1 foot, 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours. What it means actually is that he wants to convert. He says, the conversion means that he wants to reach the level of a convert as so-called the first conversion. The first conversion did happen before we got the Torah, says the Gemara. It says, Avotenu nichnesu labrit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he made the first treaty with us, it means we got to Har Sinai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, made sure that all of us had Brit Milah, and then all of us had to go and dip ourselves in the mikveh, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to build an altar on the Har Sinai and sacrifices as a convert. So the first conversion that happened on this universe is us. As we came to Har Sinai, so called to the first meeting and the last one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says that's how the first conversion was. The Gemara tells us that this man, the boy, comes to Hillel and says, I would like to convert. It says, but you know, I want the first conversion. What the first conversion is, it says, when Israel converted the first as a nation, they were one unit. If they were one unit, they were like angels. If an angel doesn't die, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted us, says the Gemara, Pascha Zomatam and Am Yisrael, who were standing in front of Har Sinai. It says, the day before we got 10 commandments, since we were united, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, I told Adam HaRishon, since he did not obey the command, I told him not to eat from the tree, since he did, without my permission, you're going to die. It says, since now that you are one unit, and he's sending a fourth of our Sinai, it says no more death penalty. No more death penalty. You would not have done the golden calf, no one would have died anymore. It says, this is how smart Ari says this Goy. That's what the Gemara, that's what the Hillel writes it in the Gemara. It says the Goy comes to Shammai. This Hillel's colleague is saying, listen, I would like to convert why I'm sitting on 1 foot. He says, you know what really he meant, what he said it. He doesn't mean he wants instantly. He knows he has to learn all the halachot. But he wants to reach the level of conversion, so-called that the first conversion that happened in the universe granted us with life. That we're never going to die anymore. I says, so Shammai did not accept him. I says, the reason for it, I'm not going to speak about this tonight, and he goes to Hillel and says, you know what, I'll tell you the secret. The secret is called after Acha Kamocha. The secret is called, you know, if you become one unit and you have nothing against anybody, it says that will grant you, so-called, to get to that stage that you'll never learn. And it's happened in 3 generations that people, so-called, were pronounced dead. And they found out later that they buried them alive, and they're still alive downstairs. The body stays the same. 2 generations, stories and stories about people that really did not die completely. For example, the Russian government, they opened twice the grave of the Gaon of Vilna. They moved the Gaon of Vilna twice. And twice when they moved the Gaon of Vilna, they opened up the coffin. And he saw the Ganvina light over there, like he died the day before. This is when we brought Rothschild, the first Rothschild, Edmund Rothschild, they brought his coffin to Israel. So I remember that the chief rabbi of Zichron Yaakov, his name was Rabbi Azrieli, and he said he's not going to make a funeral for Rothschild and his wife. They brought him to be buried in Zichron Yaakov from Europe. He says it's a joke. But he says, you know, you go to get a grave of someone, and there's nothing left in the grave. And you bring some soil, and you bring it in a coffin, and you bring the coffin to Israel, and the coffin is full of soil and maybe worms or something. He's not going to make a funeral. He says he told the government of Israel he's going to make the funeral if he'll open the coffin. And you will see some kind of remnant of remains of a body, then you know it's a mitzvah, you know, to bury it, so he's going to bury it. But if he's going to open up the coffin, there's going to be nothing inside, just oil, and then nothing, just warm, he's not going to make a funeral for warmth. So he himself said that if he opened up the coffin of Rothschild, Rothschild and his wife were lying in the coffin like they died 2 minutes before. I said, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised. I said, this is a Gemara, that story is about Chachamim, that were lying in the grave, and some other Chachamim sent some workers to dig a well, and the Chachamim, the people that came to dig the well, they heard somebody screaming from downstairs, don't help me, and they went and they called Rav Nachman, and he said, who are you? He says, my name is Rav Baruch Hu. I said, I'm not dead, I'm waiting. I said, that's what we say in Shmoneser, the Gemara says that Yaron Navi comes daily to Marat HaMachpelah to Hebron and wakes up Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, washes the hands and the prayer mincha and put them back in Marat HaMachpelah. I said, Tzadik Sgula, by the way, when you go to Israel to go to Marat HaMachpelah to Hebron in the afternoon, this is when Yaron Navi wakes up Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So you go over there and you pray on the monument of Marat HaMachpelah, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you know, for sure they hear you, of course they always hear you, even though they're lying down in bed or downstairs, but definitely they hear you better if they're standing up. And every day the Gemara says that Yaron Navi goes to Marat HaMachpelah, wakes them up, descends up. He says, what's the concept? That's the concept. The concept is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's so-called sick, so-called the death penalty from people that are in that stage, Rafta Racha Kamocha. That's not an obligation, Rafta Racha Kamocha. I have to love your fellow Jew as much as you love yourself. It's not an obligation. It's a privilege. It says, then it takes you back to the day before we got the Ten Commandments of Chag HaShavuot. It says that is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called canceled so-called the Gezerah. It says, so this is what the Zohar says. You know, this is Parashah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called up Moshe and said, listen Moshe, I want you to collect all of Israel. It says, you want to know something? I'm going to tell them a secret. I'm going to tell them the Ten Commandments again in a plural way. But I'm going to tell them the reason why this is plural way, because you're not united, because you don't behave as a one unit. He says, I will tell you so-called what's called Gufei Torah. He says, tell you so-called the body of the Torah. What's the most important thing? He says, that's almost the only time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, make sure everybody comes. It's not the quantity of the mitzvot that we have this week's parasha. As we said before, there are other parashiyot that we have, some of them have the same exact number, some of them have just less mitzvot than the mitzvot that we have in Parashat Kedushim 60. It doesn't matter. It's not the number. It's the quality and so-called the secret of the mitzvot. Here Hashem revealed it. Hashem revealed it. He gives us another chance, so-called, to go back. So-called to the day before we got the Torah, it says, this is what the convert came to Hillel. He said, I would like to convert while I'm standing on one foot. He refers so-called to an angel. The angel doesn't die, and the angel, we war as angels on the day before we got the Ten Commandments next to Har Sinai. That's what he wants. He doesn't want a conversion as a tzmei conversion. He wants the real conversion. The real conversion, says the Gemara, when the person converts, he's like a little baby that he was just born. It says now it means all the things that he did before being erased, and now he goes back. to the day that Am Yisrael converted. This is he joins right now the first conversion. The day takes you really back, all the way back to Adam HaRishon before so-called the sin. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he made him so-called, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not have in mind that the person is dying. And says, this is the idea, says Dari, what this Hillel, when he tells him, he's supposed to tell him in a negative way. Because since he is a boy, he doesn't understand what it means, a positive way to love your fellow Jew. He tells him, listen, what you have to have in mind is, don't do any bad thing to someone that if you don't like this someone to do it to you. He says that this is so-called the negative explanation of the positive after HaKamoch, I love your fellow Jew. But he says, that's the whole Torah. He says, now you go learn. He says, of course, now I'm going to learn, and I'm going to know everything. He says, by the way, you should know, Am Yisrael, when they were standing on Har Sinai, again, they did not know all the laws of Judaism. They learned something in Mara, they learned something in Egypt, but this was not the condition of conversion, of becoming a nation as one unit. And the Kaddish who spoke to us, says the Gemara, this is because we were, at that time, united, became one unit. And therefore, that's what Kaddish who says, the same statement he told us before he gave us 10 commandments. He called up Moshe. He told Moshe, listen, you tell them in order for these you have to be holy. He says, like I am holy. He says, holiness is so called a condition for you to stay here on universe. This is a 10th Yuli Mamlechet Kohanim Begoy Kadosh. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu Parashat Yitro. He says, go tell the nation. He says, you're going to be granted so-called with life forever, but you should know the first thing is you have to be holy. Kadosh. Kadosh. You have to be Kadosh. You have to be Kadoshim. Mamlechet Kohanim Begoy Kadosh. I said, here this week's parasha starts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, go collect them Israel. Tell them the first statement, Kadoshim to you be holy. He says, why are you starting me with the holiness? Holiness is not a mitzvah. Holiness is a status. This is the same status HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us before we got 10 commandments. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeats it. And he so-called, he tells us the 10 commandments in a plural way, but he tells us this thing, love your fellow Jew, the same way you love yourself. It means that you go back, so-called, to original conversion that you converted. And that's what the Gemara says. When you have it, when you do it, when you break your habit, and you love everybody, it's like you are converting right now. It says that grants you with long life and canceling all the gezeirot. By the way, the Gemara says you should know what the Gemara says that Yam Rav Yanos, Yadin Sov Lachor, says the Gemara, we came to Yam Suf. And Yom Tov saw the coffin of Yosef. And when he saw the coffin of Yosef, Yom Tov split. Before Yosef's coffin arrived, so-called, to the seashore of Yom Tov, Moshe Rabbeinu was standing by, and Yom Tov did not want to split. Says the Gemara, of course, you know, Yosef's coffin. I said, Yosef's coffin, says the Gemara, the Goyim used to ask. The Jews in the desert used to see Am Yisrael moving in the desert, so they had two boxes in the front. This is one box, so-called, was the Luchot, the Torah, and one box was the coffin of Yosef. So they asked, what the two boxes? So they said that the Moshe Rabbeinu used to tell them, he said, you see, this box is a dead person inside. He says, he kept whatever it said in the other box. So, what's the importance about it? Yosef kept everything. What do you mean Yosef kept? Yosef kept everything, and nobody else kept those things. We have the other tribes, 11 tribes, coffins also were there. I says, the 11 tribes, why don't you put them also in the front? I says, what do you mean? So if he kept it, so big deal. So he kept it, so therefore you have to walk in the desert. You have to walk in the desert, all the way in the front you have the Torah, you have the Echal with the Luchot inside, and you have next to it the coffin, and said, you know, the man is inside, he kept the Torah. I said, what does that make? So the Gemara says, the Mechilta says, you know what Moshe told them? Moshe told them, you see, this man that flies away in this coffin, he never had any hatred and had any revenge in his heart. He loved everybody. Even though his brothers tried to kill him, threw him in the pit, threw stones on him, sold him to be a slave, never a moment he hated them. Not only that, when they came to Egypt, Yosef never so-called took revenge on them. Never. The opposite, he supported them, he loved them, he wanted them to ask for forgiveness in order for them, so-called, to waive whatever the mistake they made. They never asked for forgiveness according to Ibn Bahai, I met us in one place that they did, but anyway, we know that the 10 big giants that died after the Second Beit HaMikdash, this is the kapara, this is so-called a sign that those 10 tribes never were forgiven for the sin they sold Joseph. But the sin was not selling Joseph. The sin was by Isna'ur, to emphasize the brothers hated Joseph. That says Joseph never hated them, he loved them, never had any hatred in his heart against them, never took revenge. So the Gemara, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu told the Goyim, and asked, who it is, what the two coffins, what the two boxes you have in front of the camp that's walking in the desert? He said, one of them is the Torah, says the other one is a coffin of the coffin, is a dead person inside, so-called. He says, who is that person? He says, he kept what says over here. So if people think, you know, he kept, but which one he kept, he didn't want to do the sin with the lady, this, the man says, no, Moshe told them, he kept v'afelacha kamocha, he kept lot Yisrael achicha b'levecha, don't hate you fellow Jews. He says, that is so-called war, the reason why Yom Tov was split, because it means that takes you back all the way before the first sin of Adam HaRishon. It says that takes you back to the original status of creation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us, so-called, in the form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we say here in the Mizmor Shir of Yom Shlishi, Ani Amarti Elohim Atem Uvnei Elyon Kulchem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called talks to himself and he says, you know, I thought you are like an angel, you like so-called an entity. Then, if you don't behave, you have to die. But the original plan was, nobody should have died. The original plan was, you should be like an angel, angelus forever. It says, but this is with the condition of your habit. And this is really what the Torah wants to teach us. As before, Chag HaShavuot says, Ari, you know, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died, 24,000 rabbis died. So the Gemara is that you don't respect each other. So if you don't respect each other, you don't die for them. What it means, Aril says, you know, after the destruction of Second Beit HaMikdash, the Romans themselves came one day to the idea that they want us to rebuild the Third Beit HaMikdash. And they called one of the Chachamim, and they told him, we give you a permit, go back to Yerushalayim and build the Third Beit HaMikdash. It means this is Mashiach time. And the Gemara says he came back to Eretz Israel. In the meantime, the Goyim, those Arabs that lived in Eretz Israel at the time, Ishmaeli, others, they went to Rome right away. He says, you crazy? You're going to let the Jews build the Beit HaMikdash? It means you're out of control. So the Romans called back. His name was Rabbi Yossi ben Hanina. They called him back and they told him, listen, we don't go back on our word. We granted you with a permit. But please, do not build it in Yerushalayim, in Eilat, in Haifa, in Chulon, which is a place that can't, you know, had to be in Yerushalayim. Said, no, we cannot let you, because of those so-called oppositions of people that live in Israel at the time. He came back to Israel from Rome, and he told Am Israel that were left over there. And everybody was very upset because it was almost Mashiach time. Ariel says, you know, after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind, so-called to bring Mashiach. Rabbi Akiva was supposed to be Mashiach, that was Moshe Rabbeinu, but he had 24,000 students. He says, for this, you have to be united. Like on Har Sinai, that we are united. Now, unity is going so-called to sweep the death penalty. That's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided when he gave us 10 commandments. Again, 10 commandments is not an obligation. It's a privilege to maintain, to keep so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grant to us no more death penalty. He says, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, they did not respect each other. It means you don't respect each other, it means you're not one unit. You're not one unit, again, you cannot survive death. The only way to survive death is after Le'acha Kamocha. That's what the convert, this boy wants to convert when he came to Hillel. He says, I don't want to convert to become a Jew. I want the original conversion. Original conversion, conversion means no death penalty, you become like an angel. He says, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Dal Sirata Omer. He says, it doesn't start, it's not a punishment because you didn't respect each other, you die. Because you didn't respect each other, what happened was that you weren't granted so-called with life forever. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us in Sfirat HaOmer, says Ari, this is the goal, you Sfirat HaOmer, you count how many days today, it means I'm going toward Chag HaShavuot. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that you have a calendar, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the date, and you don't have to have a mitzvah, to say it's a mitzvah, a special mitzvah, every night to say, Hayom, so much and so much for the Omer. I said, what difference? Why Hashem wants you to do this? And he says, you know, that's the Kavanah. The Kavanah is, you know, I'm ready to go. You're ready to go. I'm ready to go to Har Sinai. So it's not to get the Ten Commandments. It's to be there the day before that the Ten Commandments were given to us, we were united. So the job on Sfirat HaOmer is not to count. It is so-called to reach, don't hate your brother in your heart, don't take revenge, don't hate anybody in your heart. It says it's not because Hashem minds it, it's for your own good, for your privilege. This is the Zohar says. If you do it right in Sfirat HaOmer, says the Zohar, Mashiach would come on Chag HaShavuot. He says, why come on Chag HaShavuot? It is because you came back so-called to the level of the students of Rabbi Akiva before so-called did not respect each other. You came back to the first conversion on Har Sinai that the Kadosh Baruch Hu stripped the death penalty, but it goes all the way back to the first Friday. It says Yom HaShishi Vayecholu HaShamayim VeHaaretz. It says the Gemara Yom HaShishi. It says the first Friday is HaShishi. It says the Gemara, what is HaShishi? But they say Yom Shishi. Like it says Yom HaShishi Yom Revi'i. It says HaShishi with a hey. It says this means Hashem said this is the sixth day of Sivan. The sixth day of Sivan, Chachamim say, you know, this is the day before we got the Torah. Really, actually, we celebrate Chag HaShavuot on the sixth day of Sivan. Actually, somebody is going to ask you, when were the Ten Commandments were given? They were given on the seventh day of Sivan. We celebrate Shavuot the day before. It's not a celebration of accepting Ten Commandments. It's a celebration of the unity. This is the celebration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a day later the Torah because we were united. It says, in generations, Hashem said, you know, Chag HaShavuot should be the sixth day of Chodesh Sivan. It says, what the sixth day? It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hinted in the Torah. It says, when he created mankind, he gave it on the first Friday. He said, Yom HaShishi, the sixth day. It says, which sixth day? Sixth means, I mean the sixth day of Sivan. It says, sixth day of Sivan, we got the Torah. Says it's not the Torah. The Torah is the fuel, says the Gemara, to maintain, to keep so-called your habit on the right high level. This is no jealousy. This is no hatred. This is it's not because it's not proper. It's not nice. This is like about Talmud Kina, says the Gemara, says Shlomo HaMelech. If you have jealousy, your body is going to disintegrate in the ground. It says if you have no jealousy, your body will stay forever. It says, you're slipping downstairs, you're not dead. We say in the Shemoneh Esrei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his promise to the one that slips downstairs. It says, you're slipping downstairs, it says, because you have the right habit. And that's what Rabbi Nissim said, it's more important to marry a lady with good habits and less religion, rather to marry a very religious girl with bad habits. It's because good habits will drive you so-called after Le'acha Kamocha. This is what Hillel said to the boy, that's what Akiva said, the Klal Gadol B'Torah. Akiva said, you know, the main important thing in the Torah is love your fellow Jew. It's not because Hashem wants you, because it's for your benefit, for your privilege, never to die, and to be able, says Dari, on Chag HaShavuot, to see Mashiach, Amen.